All right, my name is Josiety, and this is my podcast. I'm 15 years old, and I'm going to talk about poetry, considering that poetry is a big part of my life. Poetry happens to be a really important part of my life. It's my escape from everything. It helps me release my emotions, good or bad. I usually write sad, depressing, and angry poems, things that have to do with my past or things in my life. My poems are usually about lost love, betrayal, loneliness, and things that hurt me. Sometimes I write about my family and them, like when I'm mad at them. Sometimes I write about lost friends. Every one of my poems hold truth behind them, and they all tell a story for themselves. They are deeper than the human eye can see, and they are storytellers. My poems help me relate with some of my very good friends, like Kathy, because she also writes poetry, and we relate to each other how our poetry relates to us. I don't show any of my family members my poetry. They just wouldn't understand. Most of my poems usually rhyme, like AABB or ABAB. Sometimes I do freestyle poems, like when they don't rhyme, I mean. I'll give an example. I'm going to name this "Don't Label Me, Don't Judge Me." You see me walking down the halls of this infamous school. You look at me, and although you don't know me, you begin to speak as not to me, but about me. Simply because you have seen the belt of various colors, the belt that labels me as anything but straight. So you begin to speak these hateful words that you rationalize as nothing but a joke because you are straight and I am not. I continue to walk, ignoring your ignorance. You sit here, you sit next to me in class, and begin again as if I am not there and I cannot hear. You boil my blood. You make my blood pressure rise with your ignorance. I seek you, and you smirk as if to say you have completed something, as if to say you have made something of yourself. But now it is my turn to speak, not of ignorance, but to cancel yours. You are merely an ignorant soul that seeks to destroy the lives of others, but you will not do so to me. I do not prefer to be labeled, but if you were to label me anything, label me bisexual. You speak your ignorant and hateful slurs, but they mean nothing to me. You make yourself seem ignorant, as for I am proud of who I am. So I recommend that you don't label me and don't judge me, because God's opinion is the only one that concerns me, and only God can judge me.